So we are learning a work called the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan was written by Rav Yechiel Michal Alevi Epstein. He was the brother-in-law of the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who was the Rebbe of Rav Kook Zatzal. He was rabbi in Russia. He was a contemporary of the Mishnah Brura. He quotes the Mishnah Brura sometimes. So they overlapped. The Aruch HaShulchan compared to the Mishnah Brura is different on multiple fronts. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan wrote his work as a rabbi. The Mishnah Brura learned in a yeshiva, but he wasn't really a rabbi of a community. So the Aruch HaShulchan deals much more the way a rabbi deals with the questions, which is, I see what people are doing, I have to work with the community's customs, and I have to work with the community's complaints. The Mishnah Brura worked with a compendium. Let me take the halacha, let me summarize the different opinions, and tell people how they can fulfill the opinions. So the Mishnah Brura didn't have a set goal necessarily to be lenient or to justify things. It's more like a goal, as he writes in his introduction, how can I fulfill the opinions piously? So that's why the Mishnah Brura will sometimes come up with chumros that no one did before him. Because the Mishnah Brura, to a large degree, is focused on how can I fulfill the halacha to the best of my ability, which is a pious approach to halacha, but it doesn't necessarily produce leniencies. On the contrary, there are massive leniencies in the Mishnah Brura, such as the Mishnah Brura's leniency that a woman's garment only has to cover up to her knees, where many other halachic authorities hold that it must cover up to the ankles. So the Mishnah Brura does have some very powerful leniencies in halacha. However, the general approach of the Mishnah Brura, as he writes in his introduction, is to satisfy the opinion so that you could know that you're fulfilling the halachic opinions. And that often means that we're going to be more stringent. The Aruch HaShulchan works on a different plane from a number of aspects. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan begins from the Talmud. He quotes to you the source of every halacha in a nutshell, the major opinions, and Shulchan Aruch. Number two, the Mishnah Brura is fashioned around the Shulchan Aruch. So you read a line in Shulchan Aruch, you have the comments of the Mishnah Brura. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't work that way at all. The Aruch HaShulchan builds it logically. He'll take the same topic that the Shulchan Aruch covered in this Siman, and he'll begin with the Talmud, go through Maimonides, the major opinions, and Halacha, and his explanation of how it evolved. So the Aruch HaShulchan is much more about the halachic system. The Mishnah Brura is more about what did the Shulchan Aruch say and what are the applications according to the later commentaries. It's two different approaches. And the Aruch HaShulchan also deals a lot with the logic of the Talmud. Whereas the Mishnah Brura, you have to dig deeply to understand where he's dealing with the logic of the Talmud. He's much more focused on the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. The learning of the Aruch HaShulchan is very pleasurable. The Aruch HaShulchan, again, we'll take you through the logic, the sequence of from Talmud to Halacha. And he's not so concerned with all the different opinions that are out there like the Mishnah Brura is. He's much more concerned with how he rules in Halacha. Another major advantage to the Aruch HaShulchan, aside from his having major leniencies that the Mishnah Brura does not, meaning there are many areas in Halacha that the Aruch HaShulchan is lenient where the Mishnah Brura isn't. And my tradition from my teachers is that the Aruch HaShulchan wins, that when there's an argument, Mishnah Brura and Aruch HaShulchan, my tradition is that the Aruch HaShulchan wins. Most rabbis will tell you differently. Most rabbis will tell you the Jewish people accepted the Mishnah Brura and the Mishnah Brura wins. That's the way most rabbis will tell you today. Most people are of the opinion that the Mishnah Brura is the halachic authority. That's the accepted opinion today. That's not my tradition. My teachers did not hold that way. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote on all of the Shulchan Aruch. We're missing a few simanim here and there, but he wrote on everything. The Mishnah Brura, the set Mishnah Brura is on Aruch Chaim, is on the first volume of Shulchan Aruch. The laws of marriage, we don't have a Mishnah Brura on. The monetary laws, we don't have a Mishnah Brura on. The laws of the dietary laws, we don't have a Mishnah Brura on. We do have an Aruch HaShulchan on all of Shulchan Aruch. So that these are the major differences between Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Brura. And now we begin. So we're with that introduction, we will now begin the laws of tzedakah that you guys wanted to learn. We're going in order of the Shulchan Aruch, and Be'ezat Hashem, we will cover the topics we need.